The government has poured cold water over calls to pay 100% of a person's wages for 2 weeks if they've been told to self-isolate. Two cases linked to the recent Valentine's Day outbreak broke the rules and went to work, despite being told to stay home. And an unusual pairing, the National Party and Greens both believe it's proof more support is needed. Here's political reporter Katie Scotcher.
Recent breaches of isolation orders turned the team of 5 million against each other. But they did also prompt many to ask if enough financial support is available to those ordered to stay home. National leader Judith Collins has been pondering this too. And her party is now calling on the government to pay 100% of a person's wages for 2 weeks if they've been told to self-isolate.
The idea really is to make it easy for people to do the right thing in recognising that a lot of New Zealanders are living week to week off their wages and they really don't have any spare cash to get them through.
Anyone told to self-isolate would be eligible for the scheme, which would be capped at just over $68 an hour. Although the National Party doesn't know how much it would cost or where the money would come from. The money would go straight to the employee, not the employer. But Gerard here from Unite Union doubts it would be as simple as that.
Very similar to the paid parental leave scheme, where the state pays the workers directly. But even with months of notice, we constantly get problems because it's not just a matter of the worker sending a note to IRD or somewhere saying, hey, give me some money. Of course, they have to check back with the employer. What are they getting paid? Are they employed? And so on. And that's where it falls out, even with months of notice.
Full-time workers who need to self-isolate are currently eligible for almost $1,200 and part-time workers $700 as a lump sum for a two-week period. That's paid directly to employers.
What they do at the moment is simply not enough for people who are, in many cases, paying rents of $500 to $600 a week and they are struggling. It's simply not enough to do that.
National even has the backing of their political foes, the Greens.
We're all safer and better off if people who need to self-isolate can financially be at home and take that time off work and still make ends meet.
But the COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, says the government is financially supporting people to stay at home when they're required to self-isolate.
We can't financially compensate every possible scenario for every person who's been disadvantaged as a result of COVID-19.
The Green Party's COVID-19 response spokesperson, Julianne Genta, doesn't buy it.
Really need to be open to the idea that there is the ability to provide greater support to people in a precarious situation.
And while the government says it is providing sufficient support, Chris Hipkins doesn't appear completely closed off to the idea. He says that while it is off the table for now, the government constantly reviews whether or not it is providing enough support for those affected by COVID-19. A tuiti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Katie Scott Truaho.